Yo, what's up everybody? It's John here. And today I want to talk to you about decisions and how to calculate decisions and when to take action, when to not take action, things like that. So I'll read you a little something in Principles by Ray Dalio, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. So make your decisions as expected value calculations. Think of every decision as a bet with a probability and a reward for being right and a probability and a penalty for being wrong. Normally, a winning decision is one with a positive expected value, meaning that the reward times its probability of occurring is greater than the penalty times its probability of occurring, with the best decision being the one with the highest expected value. So I think that's very interesting, because pretty much what he's saying is you can take your the level of reward multiplied by its probability of occurring, and you measure that number versus the penalty, the level of penalty multiplied by its probability of occurring, and you measure that. And if the first one is greater, then it makes sense to go forward with that action. So this is very interesting, because it makes you realize that it's just as important as the probability of something occurring as also the level and the gravity of that occurrence. So let's say there's a very low chance of something occurring, but if it does occur, then you get a crazy awesome reward, a really, really awesome reward. Then that might outweigh the very low probability, and that might make it something that you want to go forward with. So it's just very interesting to think about. Not only is it what the reward is and the level of the reward, but also the probabilities of the rewards occurring. So like, for example, in real estate, you know, it's a very high probability that you're gonna have success, as in your very high probability that you're gonna be able to rent your property and things like that. There's a very high probability that in the long term, you're going to make money. And that's why real estate's really awesome. But the thing is that in long-term real estate, the reward is very small along the way. You know, we're talking a couple $100s of cash flow for each property. So the reward's not that crazy, but the probability is very, very, very strong. So, you know, that's why a lot of people make a lot of money in real estate. But then you look at something as like trading options, maybe, you know, and the probability might not be that great for making money. But if the occurrence does happen, then, you know, the reward is just extremely, extremely, extremely high. So if the reward is so high and the probability is very little, then, you know, that might equal out to a real estate deal where the probability of success is very high, but the reward is very low. So it's just a very interesting way of thinking about decisions and where to take action and where not to take action. So I'll leave you with that for today. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Bye-bye.